How's that one?
I think that's the worst we've been. It's a really poor performance from start to finish. Especially when you look at the performance last week. I thought it was although we get beat, I thought it was positives last week. But today, the defending, I thought we were really poor. And it's not just the defenders, it's the whole team. We've got to defend better than that. You can't afford to lose five goals, and five really poor goals as well.
Finger on where that came from? I mean, it doesn't sound...
Obviously, you lose the first goal, and it's really cheap as well. Dobie was probably a class act today. He was miles ahead of everybody on the pitch. And that's where you've got to recognise as well that you've got to pick him up. And you can't, we've got defensive midfield players in there. We've got enough bodies in there, and we allowed them just to dominate the whole game.
You got a goal early in the second half, you must have thought. Maybe there's a chance to come back here.
No, the players showed a wee bit of reaction. Obviously, we scored just after half time, but I think obviously the third goal kills us, and it changes the whole outlook of the second half. We end up chasing the game, and it punishes, and we start making really poor decisions and losing poor goals. But the third goal's it's a schoolboy goal to lose. We know that, and that's kind of what happens when you're in the rut we're in just now.
When you brought Nat off, was that sort of tactical
substitution? No, that's took Nat off because obviously he was meant to be close to Dobie. But it's just trying to obviously get close to him because he's a top player and he was at the top of his game today, totally dominated the game from start to finish. But it's a team game and we know that individually I don't think anyone was good enough. We need to work even harder, we need to do better individually, collectively to get back on track.
Recognition in the dressing room, I presume that obviously wasn't good enough.
Oh, miles off it. As I said, that was the worst I've been since I've came to the club. It was really poor. They've played against a lot better teams, no disrespect to Queen of the South, and put in a lot better performances than that. So, no, it was really disappointing. I think we let down everyone. But at the end of the day, I've got to take the blame because I'm the manager, so it's rightly so. I pick the team that goes on the pitch, I pick the tactics. So, you've got to look at yourself and reassess that as well.
Challenge to pick the boys up after that, imagine
Morale. Yeah, obviously it's going to take a dunt, a result like that, because it was as poor as we've been, and you've just got to make sure that they respond. It's going to be the boys have got to show a bit of character next week, a bit of fight and determination. It doesn't get much harder against St Mirren, obviously, really quality team. But they're the kind of games you want to go into after a game like this. A team, obviously playing against a good team, you've got to make sure that you put in the challenges and you're right up for the game.
10 points behind Dundee United now, so presumably a playoff place is maybe the best we can do.
There's a long way to go. You've seen that with the St Mirren result last week. There's no easy games in this league, but we're miles better than we showed today. It's nowhere near good enough. Obviously, we're going to have to strengthen in January. And obviously people are playing for their place in the team.